Time now for what it says in the papers. Shane McElhattan is here.
Save Tory from Dubai Hell is the Mirror's headline over the story of the plight of Roscommon woman Tory Tory. It gets coverage across all the papers. It's the lead story in The Examiner, Mirror, The Sun and The Star. The Irish Times reports that the Department of Foreign Affairs is providing consular assistance to Ms. Tory, an Emirates Airlines cabin crew employee. She is facing a travel ban in Dubai because it's reported she's facing charges of attempted suicide and alcohol consumption. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald is quoted across the papers as asking the Taoiseach in the Dáil yesterday to intervene in the case. Her appeal to the Taoiseach is quoted extensively, asking Simon Harris to call the Emirates ambassador and to make it plain to the authorities in Dubai that no woman should be treated in this way. The publication by the government yesterday of the summer economic statement gets a lot of coverage. The Examiner quotes Finance Minister Jack Chambers as insisting that what the paper describes as a bumper €8.3 billion pot of tax cuts and spending will not amount to a giveaway budget. The Daily Mail reports that calls for changes to the inheritance tax regime and reductions to the hospitality VAT rate were dealt a blow, as Jack Chambers said there was limited space for changes to the tax system outside of the expected changes to the income tax bands. Room to disapprove is the Star's headline over a story that makes it onto the pages of several of the papers. Dermot Mannan's architectural firm has designed a housing scheme in what the paper describes as the posh South Dublin suburb of Fox Rock. The scheme's been opposed by 20 local residents, including former Quinsworth executive Maurice Pratt and businessman Ivana Coffola. Room to remove is the Mirror's headline. The nation's schoolchildren won't thank the papers for an early running of that hardy annual, the back-to-school financial burden on their parents. The Mirror quotes the Irish League of Credit Unions annual report on the issue, saying these costs put a quarter of all households into debt. A third of households face debts of over €500. And sorry kids, you'll be hearing more on this story later in this programme. As the 12th of July approaches, the Irish News carries a photograph of what it calls the Monster Pyre bonfire built at Craigie Hill in Larne. 8,000 pallets were used in the building of the bonfire, the paper reports. It quotes what it calls pallet industry sources as putting the value of all those pallets being consumed at £130,000 sterling. 800,000 nails will be left strewn on the ground once it burns. And still on the theme of bonfires, the Belfast Telegraph has pictures on its front page of a Vauxhall Vectra car painted in fake police colours that was hoisted onto the top of the pyre in Moygashal, County Tyrone. One schoolboy making headlines across the world is the Spanish footballer Lamine Yamal, already a full international at the age of 16. His sensational goal against France in the Euros last night set Spain on the way for a comprehensive victory and a place in Sunday's final. He won't be 17 until Saturday. Anyone who doubts that he meant to score with that shot should check out Christina Pankas' photo alongside Ken Early's match report in the Irish Times. No prizes for predicting the headlines. Teenage Kicks and Sweet 16 in the Examiner, Teenage Dream in the Star, Lamine Machine in the Sun. And finally, one slightly older Irishman who attributes part of his success to his own sports career is actor Paul Mescal. His interview with Dave Moore on Today FM, along with the release yesterday of the official trailer for his new movie Gladiator 2, gives the papers plenty to feast on. The Gladiator is the Examiner's take. Mescal played underage county football and he credited his GAA background in helping him get the lead role in the all-action blockbuster. I'm well used to throwing myself around a pitch and that was useful in the Colosseum of ancient Rome, for sure.
And that's Shane McElhattan.